Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1395. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif by Rabbi Aaron Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and the Refu Shalema Sara Bas Fega Liba. Shtaka Refu Shalema Psech Shechal Yisrael. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana Liyay Macher. Okay, so we started talking last time about there's a Dimashag, who it's quoted in the Sefer Klolim, the Sefer Oitra Halachas quotes him, we'll get to that also, whereby he wants to say if it's not done, if somebody is doing an action on Shabbos, the action's allowed to be done on Shabbos, but it's not being done kedei lahavriach hatircha ayhasman b'moitzei Shabbos. In other words, a person is not doing this action in order to save time on Shabbos. There's a few different ways of looking at this. Number one, we spoke about from the Sefer Klolim, who wants to bring down that what's called Ruggel Bekach. In other words, he brings another example. We spoke about somebody learns a Sefer, they put it back, even though you know that Sefer is not going to be used at all. And we're not really talking about in the case in time where it's going to be a mess. I use a Sefer, I put it back. It's just like, I'm not doing it to save time with the shops. Another thing is he brings a few examples. Somebody eats something, and it's not a food that's going to get spoiled, right? In other words, if it's a food that'll get spoiled, I have cottage cheese, I have yogurt, whatever, a food that gets spoiled, I have to put back in the fridge. That's not called hachana, that's for now. That's not called preparation for the week, that's for now, so it doesn't get spoiled, right? But let's say a type of a food, for example, I have pretzels. I take out pretzels and I start eating pretzels, right? So I'm done with the pretzels. I don't bedafka need the pretzels anymore. In other words, the other way. I'm not going to be eating these pretzels anymore on Shabbos. I know for sure I'm not eating the pretzels anymore on Shabbos. I'm finished. I took a few pretzels. I'm done. So the way he brings down, the person eats this food, they would be allowed to put it back in the closet. They could, or they eat a food, they could put it back in the fridge, even though it's not a question of getting spoiled. Because I eat something, I put it back. It's not a question. I'm not doing it because I'm saving time on Motzei Shabbos, and I'm looking to save time. This is what I do. I eat something, I put it back. I don't bedafka have to leave it on the table. I don't bedavka have to leave the sefer on the table. So that's how he brings it down from the Marshag. Okay, so the Sefer Klolim actually brings the part that when we say ruggel bekach, it's the usual way that a person does. They eat, they put back. They learn, they put back. So that's really brings it from the Minchas Shloima, but the part that the Marshag says is really, in other words, the action, if it's done, and they're not doing it so that they won't have to spend time Motzei Shabbos, and that's not the whole point. So that's what the Marshag brings down, which we're going to see again some more examples. But the thing that's the action that's Ruggel Bekach in conjunction with this, so brings down Mincha Shloima, and these are just some of the various different examples. Brings down another interesting case, as say for Klolim. There are other examples there also, but I don't want to get into it. But these are like standard cases which come up constantly. If somebody lives in a case where there's an Erev, right? Yeah, there's an Erev in this place where I live, so fine. So I carry my talis, let's say I carry my talis to shul, I put on my talis, right? I put on the talis in shul, fine. We're not getting into right now the folding up. However they fold it without the lines. We'll talk about that, Belina, but now the question is carrying it home. There's an Erev I could carry, right? So what do I do every day? I take my talis to shul and I take it back home and that's it. So he brings down, this will be allowed also in conjunction going with this. He brings this down again from the Shal Teshuvas Mincha Shloima, and the going along with this, that I'm not doing it to save time. This is what I do. Let's say, Sunday, Monday during the week, I go to shul, I bring my talis to shul, I put on my talis and fill in, whatever. And I go back home. I don't leave it in shul. I take it home. So the dafka, the point is now that it's Shabbos, I'm allowed to carry. That's not the issue. The issue is I'm preparing for the weekday. No, this is what I do. Mutar lahachzir, he says, he brings down on page Samach Tes, Ois 7, number 7. Mutar lahachzir is a talis. One will be allowed to bring home a talis, me beis haknesses, le beisai, to his house. Kishayim boy iser haitsa. So he says, again, there's an Erev, that's not the issue. And it's also quite a case in time where somebody's not afraid the talis will get ruined, right? A person will say, because there's a whole thing on Yom Tov, if a person's going to afraid they'll lose their talis, it'll get ruined. But he brings in parentheses, he says, Mefached mehefsid. The person is not afraid that the talis will get ruined, will get lost. That's not the issue. The issue is just the darka im darka tamid bekach. If it's something that a person usually does. Now, if it's one time, you know, bedafka person brings and I want to bring it back. Okay, that could be a problem. But this is what I do all the time. I daven in this shul, let's say, all the time. I go there every day. I bring my talis. There's an erev. So the point that it's Shabbos now, we don't say. In other words, this is not. And I'm not in any way, case in form, you know, doing this that I should save time, that I should save time during the week, that I'll have to come back and bring it back, whatever the case is. I go to shul, I bring my talis, I put it on, I take it off, I bring it back home. There's an erev, no iser, no problem. So he brings, this will be another case of ruggle bekach. So an interesting thing whereby it's being done not to save, not bedafka, to save time on Motzi Shabbos. Okay, and the point being over here that the person won't be needing it anymore. The sefer, I don't need it anymore. The food, I don't need it anymore. In other words, on Shabbos, the talis, I don't need it anymore, and so on. Okay, so these are just some examples. Again, he brings various different examples, but some of the examples are really, could be looked at in a different light, which I want to go through various different ways of looking at these inyanim, besides the fact that it could be something that's rogel b'kach, and whereby I'm bedafka not doing it to save time on Shabbos. Okay, so just to bring the opposite of that, where it would be, you know, not allowed. For example, like we said, we went through the halachas of washing dishes, which we have a lot more to talk about, believe it or not, in reference to washing dishes. So somebody says, well, I have one plate, but I want to save time. You know what? I have one plate. It's dirty. I've saved time like this. I'll have more time with the Shabbos. I don't want to have to sit and wash one plate on Motzei Shabbos. I don't want to have to sit and wash it. I'm going to wash it now. So that you can do. That you can do. A person's doing it. It's not ruggle bekach. It's not, you know, usually I eat, I put the plate in the sink, and that's it. I pile up a few dishes, and I wash them, whatever. So that's a different thing. But now I have the one plate. I put it in the sink. Yeah, like this, I'll save time. Motzei Shabbos, I don't have to do it. So then you can't. Such a thing like that. That for sure would be also to do, like we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. He brings that down to the Sefer Klalim. Adachas Ka'ara, also Ladiach Ka'ara, even one plate, Kesha'im Badai Telish Tamash Ima Vaisayayim. Again, in a case in time where one does not need it anymore. I don't need this plate at all. It's finished. I'm not going to be using the dishes. The rest of Shabbos are finished. Afkishahi Raktir Chabialma. You'll say, it's one plate. What's the big deal? It's only one plate. It'll take me 30 seconds. No. Even we saw from the Mishnah Berurah, even one small plate, even a small action, but when it's done specifically for Motzei Shabbos, saving time and so on, like we've been talking about, so then that's not allowed to be done. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Bracha Kol Tov.